this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of A Title to be Worked On. You can find us on Instagram at at2b.podcast. Listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And today we got a topic, and the topic is finding a job, because it's the pandemic and everyone's struggling and everyone needs a job, and some don't need a job, but you know, it's a struggle that we all have. Some of us went back to school or are in school or are grading. I don't know, whatever the case is. But the point is, we all want to earn money and good money and be appreciated for what we're doing and not be abused. Jokes. So I went back to school last September for like user experience design, and my program's done, but unfortunately the program in itself, like, it was a good program. The people were nice. Everything was cool. But I wish they allocated some time to put together a portfolio. So once I graduated, which was like, I want to say a month ago, I've been working on my portfolio, and I'm trying to apply, but like my portfolio is not complete, and I'm still trying to get people to review it off LinkedIn and stuff and get feedback and make it better. But that whole process and just wanting a job at this point is just so frustrating. So I totally understand the struggle, especially because I think right now, wow, this is just a rant about what I'm doing at work. So my current workplace, I feel like I'm not appreciated for my work, and I do more than what the job title says. So I do more than the role itself. Like, I do other roles, and this isn't like a startup company where you can just like in a startup company, it's known to do, you do more roles, but this is a big company. I'm just gonna leave it anonymous. However, it's just, sometimes I just wish I made a little bit more money. And yeah, I think, actually forget the money, I think it's the fact that like, it's killing my creativity. It was, because there's no creative freedom. It's really just doing what, I don't want to say just doing what the client wants, but like, you're really just kind of copy pasting all day, as sad as that sounds. And that's for me, and it just feels like a repetitive process. Every single day is the same day, and I'm the type of person who wants like something new or challenging each time, which hasn't been the case. So Crystal, you've been awfully quiet. Why not? Like, I don't give too much away, but you know, it is what it is, guys. If you're struggling and you're like trying to find a job or internship or whatever the case is, and you just don't feel like, I think, what is that syndrome called, where you're like, you don't feel you're good enough? What's the word? I knew the word. Why am I?
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I have no idea. No idea what you're talking about.
Where, but you're not, well,
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people feel that way, especially during COVID. I know a lot of my friends feel that way, that are looking for a job. So it's like, it's a really hard situation that a lot of us don't really know how to deal with, and it's gonna be hard. But
it is.
But we.
The thing is, like, once you do get the job or whatever it is, it doesn't need to be a job, but whatever the thing you're trying to achieve, you get it. Everything that was in the past will literally mean nothing to you. It'll disappear. Those struggles will not, like, it won't even faze you. It'll be like it never even happened. And that's the wonder of the whole journey, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly, because, like, even so, if you get a job and or whatever you're getting to, like, then you're gonna get new struggles. And, like, life is always gonna be a struggle, right? You're gonna have new anxieties to deal with, like, dealing with, are you gonna keep the job? Are you gonna be good enough for it? Or those kind of things, right?
Yeah, even, like, imagine getting, like, two offers. That itself, and, like, choosing between those two offers can be a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, just gotta keep in mind anything can happen in life, and you gotta remember that, like, no matter what, life is just life, and it's gonna suck sometimes, and it always is gonna suck a bit, but, like, always remember to look for the joy in the small things that you have so far.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Because you gotta remember the small things and, like, the happy things. And because there's always gonna be small, like, those happy things in there in your life, too. And you just gotta keep looking for it. And if you focus on the good, then the bad is not gonna be as bad as it seems.
Wow. Those are some positive advice from Crystal. A lot of positiveness.
Uh-huh. I mean, can't just be a rant about being bad stuff, all the bad stuff, right?
Yeah, you gotta weigh it out.
Uh-huh, exactly.
100%. Like, the struggle, the current situation, it's gonna be a struggle right now, but in the long run, you'll look back at this and this probably won't mean anything anymore, because will be other things that weigh heavier, or the joy overtakes it. So guys, if you are struggling with whatever it is, talk about it, reach out to your peers, reach out to your friends, discuss it with people. It'll make it easier. Make sure if you are trying to find a job, you reach out to the hiring manager directly before you submit an application, and just find out, like, don't ask for the job, but, like, find out what they need in that job, what they want, and, like, kind of make yourself stand out, because there's going to be hundreds of applicants. Those hundreds of applicants and you, because they know you, you'll stand out more. So try doing that, and there's always, like, room to reach out to random people. That's why LinkedIn is there. And just talk to them and ask them how they got to where they are right now, if that's your dream position. But yeah. So our podcast today is going to be really short, and we're going to wrap it up. So if you're already going through something, let us know. And just hit us up on at2b.podcast on Instagram. Take care, guys.